my family were targeted. It happened to be that my brother-in-law, my sister, is doctors. So they were detained and arrested and suspended. And my brother-in-law is still facing a trial and still suspended from his job. He's a vascular surgeon, and he treated the wounded protesters. It happened to be because he was on duty on February the 18th, 2011. The doctors now are released, but still they are facing a trial. Still, their future not really clear in this island. Also, for example, still people fear to go and get a treatment in the government main hospital, Salmaniya. You are checked whether you are entering or getting out. Me, myself, I'm still facing a trial. It was fabricated against me. The government accused me on something that I haven't done. They keep irritating my job, and I'm not the only one.
What do they accuse you of?
They're accusing me of beating up one of the doctors. You really need to go and see the reports they made against me. We were
accused you of beating up a doctor. That's a bit...
And it sounds very funny because it has nothing to do with my profession. And they're just accusing me. Basically, these doctors came to ruin. A press conference was held by Irish doctors on 14th of July, 2011. It's the same day of the French Revolution. And the thing is, they came and they attacked the press conference. And while we truly were trying to get quotes and interviews from the doctors and the spokesperson of the group, they came to irritate me and irritate other journalists. And they start then insulting me, insulting my family and my work. And then they start filming me with iPhone. And I said, you have no right to film me. And then start a kind of argument. And then they threatened me that they will take me to court. And that's what they did. And these are what we call them vigilantes. It could be any kind, doctors or whatever.
And what effect happened in Bahrain.
Yeah.
What effect does that have on you? Do you you get scared? Do you think I should stop this kind of work?
No, I'm a journalist. I'm a journalist, and I will keep doing my job. I will keep doing my job. I love my job. I am passionate with my job. I feel I was born for this job, despite no matter what the government is trying to do. I will keep reporting. I will keep trying to pass the facts as much as I can. It just happened to be that I am in a place that they don't really appreciate the job of a journalist, or they appreciate the courage of a female journalist sometimes. And unfortunately, we are living in a place, they say, they protect women under the Arab tradition, but unfortunately, that's not true. They have no respect for any woman, whether it's a journalist or not. Yeah.
What about your family? Do they put any pressure on you to stop working as a journalist because they're also getting into trouble because of it?
No. They're great supporters. And I have to say, also, the people of Bahrain is a great supporter for the work, and they appreciate the work that we are doing, especially the local journalist who's working on the ground for international media.
In how far do the social media help you in your work?
The social media, it's a new tool. As a reporter, it might help me to spot locations of something happening. But I have to say, we don't take our information from the social media because sometimes it's not correct. But I have to say, nowadays in the Arab world, social media became a strong tool for the youth, for the opposition, for the activists to say what they want to say. Because since governments in this region wouldn't really allow them to express what they feel.
We get a lot of information from Syria at the moment, little videos, but there is no real source. So often I don't know what to make of it and how to use it.
It's the same in Bahrain, but the difference between Syria and Bahrain, the international media pick up a lot from Syria, while they don't pick up from Bahrain. And I think people like Ahmed Ismail, who died now because he was one of these young people who keeps filming because he wants to pass a message to the world what's happening in Bahrain, he paid for it. He paid for his life. But I think his work will always be there. Something that to remember, and I hope that these videos will be shown also in the French media and to be exposed more widely the way how they expose the Syrian, because I think there's no much difference between what's happening in Bahrain or Syria. It's just a matter of the size and the population, I believe.